This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. As we saw in our last visit, doing good deeds that are public and noticed by others doesn't cut it with Jesus. He is always looking at what is going on in your heart, the secret place. To illustrate this another way, Jesus in Matthew 7:24 through 27 contrasts two houses, one built on a solid rock foundation, the other one built on sand. From what you could see above ground, both houses looked alike. The unseen difference was what they were built upon, solid rock versus sand. As long as the weather was fine, those living in these houses appeared to be enjoying their homes in safety. But when the rain came down and streams rose and the winds blew and beat against these houses, the residents experienced a difference. Those in the house built on the solid rock weathered the storm well. Their house did not fall. Those in the house built on sand experienced tragedy. Their house fell with a great crash. Jesus declared, "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand." Our life is only as secure as the foundation of our life. The Apostle Paul said, "For no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ." Have you asked Jesus to be the foundation of your life? If you have, you are secure in the storms of life. If you haven't, you have no security. Let me encourage you to ask Jesus to be the foundation on which you build your life.